Hear the words of the beloved apostle, St. John. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. My name is James Dean Newcomb, and you are listening to the podcast that is overtly Orthodox. Welcome to the show. Hello, everybody. My name is James D. Newcomb, and welcome to my little show. I'm glad that you're here. And maybe the title of the podcast, the YouTube, caught your attention, and you decided to give it a shot. And if that's the case, I am deeply grateful that you have chosen to press play and hear me run my mouth a little bit. I want to take just a couple of minutes to introduce myself, give you a little bit about my own personal background as a person, as a podcaster, as an Orthodox Christian. And then you can decide whether or not you want to follow this show further. My journey into podcasting began in late 2014 when I heard a fellow by the name of John Lee Dumas, who's the host of the wonderful podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. He was a guest on a podcast that I listened to at the time. And I heard about the success that he was having with his show, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And I thought, if he can do it, why can't I? I had some experience with digital media publishing in the past, with specifically audiobooks. And at the time, I was a professional musician, trumpet player, employed by the U.S. Army, stationed in Seoul, Korea. And I don't know, it just seemed like a good fit for me. And I'm so glad that I took that leap of faith into the podcasting world, because it has reaped many benefits, not just financially. I do make my living producing podcasts for myself and for clientele located around the world, but also in the connections that I've made, the community that I have not necessarily built, but found myself involved with. Just many wonderful benefits and sometimes unintended benefits that I didn't realize would be the result of getting into this line of work have manifested over the years. Now, I am brand new to Orthodoxy, brand new. I first heard of the Orthodox Church probably when I was a kid. It's just something that I heard of, but didn't really know that much about. I was raised in a Protestant household. We went to some mega churches, and my parents had a Baptist background, and we just were Protestants, necessarily Baptists. We weren't Lutherans. We weren't any of the above. We went to, I guess you call them, non-denominational churches, which really they're their own denomination. They just don't want to admit it, but that's for another episode, really. But that was my history, and then that led to being involved with another organization when I joined the military right out of high school in 1994. I've also had experiences with the Presbyterian Church, both the Calvinist and the non-Calvinist Presbyterian Church. And if you know anything about the Presbyterians, you know what I'm talking about. I've had experience with Messianic Judaism. Long story short, I ended up being involved with the Messianic Jewish movement for, I would say, about 7-8 years. We were involved with that. Shortly after I separated from my previous spouse, I again went into the non-Calvinist Presbyterian Church, and that led to me being introduced to the Orthodox Church. Interestingly enough, I got introduced to the Orthodox Church through publishing. I narrated an audiobook in 2019, I think it was. And the book wasn't remarkable in how it was written. It really wasn't all that good. And I had to grit my teeth and force my way through narrating the book. But the author of the book did mention the Orthodox Church. I believe it was a Russian Orthodox priest was one of the secondary characters, not the main character, but he was a character of some prominence in the storyline. And the way that the author portrayed this Orthodox priest was it was unlike what I would envision of the Orthodox Church. I would have envisioned it as stale, stodgy, rigid, lifeless, but this particular character was portrayed as very wise, very aware of God's presence and God's spirit. And so that really caught my attention. And then it was, I think it was about three and a half years later, again, I wasn't narrating, but I was producing an audiobook for a friend and a former client, a podcast production client of mine. He had done an audiobook on parenting. And one of the submissions to this book was written by the father of this individual. And the father was, rest in peace, he just passed away, I just found out, he was a very devout Orthodox Christian. And he spoke so glowingly of the Orthodox, not just the church, but the Orthodox lifestyle. And he likened it to the difference between the standard American diet and a more wholesome diet, such as maybe the Mediterranean diet, just for an example, contrasted that between the McDonald's and all of the nonsense that you find at Walmart. He said the difference between the Orthodox Church and the mainline American church is the different, tantum, similar to the difference between the standard American diet and a more wholesome diet. And that really caught my attention because I'm aware of what I put into my body. And that really resonated with me. That really sealed the deal. And I decided right as I read what this man had to say and listened to it as I was doing the edits and whatnot, I decided right then and there I was going to be an Orthodox Christian. I think if I were to put a date on the time that I became Orthodox, it was that date. Even though I wasn't baptized and received into the Orthodox Church for some time after that, in my mind, I was an Orthodox Christian. Now, I did have an obligation to this Presbyterian church. I sang in the choir, and they ramped up their activities in the summertime. And so I told myself, I've committed to singing with the choir through May or maybe early June of 2023. So I'm going to finish what I said I would do. And then once the summer lets out, I'm going to part ways amicably. And I'm going to go to the Orthodox Church just down the road, the Greek Orthodox Church. And I lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia at the time. Since relocated to Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is where I grew up. I'll talk more about that probably in future episodes, get more into detail with that. But that is how I discovered the Orthodox Church. And actually, I'm looking at my calendar. It's March 21st, 2024. It was March 8th. Of 2024 that I was baptized into the Orthodox Church, literally not even 2 weeks from the time of my baptism that I'm recording this. All that to say that I'm brand new to Orthodox ways in the church and the lifestyle. So if you hear something come out of my mouth that sounds like it is rooted in ignorance, it's because it is. I don't know everything there is to know about the Orthodox Church. I'm not a priest. I'm not well-versed in the Orthodox ways. I'm well-versed in life. I've been around the block a couple of times. So there's that. But as far as the Orthodox Church is concerned, in many ways, this podcast is my way of immersing myself into the Orthodox Church. So that's a bit of what I hope to accomplish with the podcast. I also plan to make it a more or less a commercial endeavor. This is not a not-for-profit operation. This will be a for-profit operation. And I do believe that there is a right way and a wrong way to do everything. And there is a right way, an ethical way, a biblical way to do things such as marketing, personal branding, building an audience that is centered on a personality. There's definitely ways there that we can be tempted to be motivated by pride in doing such things, but there's also ways that we can do it that are in alignment with the scriptures if we allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit and allow ourselves to, through humility and through prayer and following the teachings and the traditions of those who have gone on before us, we can do it the right way. And that's my aim with this show, is to monetize it, but do it in a way that honors Christ and our commitment to Him. Let me talk a little bit about how this title of the podcast came about. It's an interesting story, and it's a true story. I mentioned before that I relocated to Minneapolis, and a wonderful congregation, Greek Orthodox congregation in Minneapolis, St. Mary's. That's very close to where I was staying at the time, and actually we're about to move into a place that's literally just down the road from St. Mary's. It's wonderful. Everything worked out beautifully. I had been going there for a few weeks, and after one of the services at the coffee hour, the leader of the men's group, he approached me and said, "Hey, I've seen you in the services, and I just want to say hello. Also let you know that we have a men's group that meets Friday morning, every other Friday morning at 7 a.m. I'm not really a morning person. There was a time where I was up at 5 o'clock and had accomplished quite a bit by the time 7 o'clock comes around, but not at that time. We were transient. We were between places, and just 7 o'clock, I don't get a whole lot done before 7 o'clock. Sometimes I don't even wake up until 7:30, 8 o'clock. In spite of my good intentions, I wasn't really able to make it to any of these meetings. But there was one meeting where I just woke up. I thought it was like 5:30. And I just woke up and I heard that voice, that direction inside that said, "Go to the men's group." And if you're watching this, you can probably relate to having direction like that inside from the Holy Spirit. I said, okay. I just felt compelled, like I couldn't go back to sleep because I just felt this direction to go to the meeting. The meeting goes on and we have a nice time. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. I've obeyed, but why am I here? Why did I get here at 7 o'clock in the morning? And the meeting goes by. We have a little scripture study, a little discussion afterwards. It was in the banter after the meeting that we were talking about my line of work, which is podcasting, digital media. And I happened to mention that I had a podcast at the time called Energeia. And Energeia, of course, is the Greek word that means divine energy that is given to us to do God's work and God's will while we're here on this earth. It means other things, but that's how it's used in the Bible. And my aim with the show was to actually, honestly, I didn't really have an aim with the show. I just knew that I wanted to have a show that didn't focus on music, which had been my primary focus up to this point. I wanted something that resonates with who I am beyond being a musician. And I honestly thought, I'm just going to start the show and let things clarify as they go. Sometimes that's just how things go with things like podcasts. You get the clarity as you go, but sometimes you just have to get going. We were talking about this show, and I said, yeah, I have this show called Energeia. It's just getting started, and I'm not just finding my way with it. And he said, is it an Orthodox show? And I said, no, not overtly. And that was my answer at that time. And we just continued with the conversation. And I didn't really think all that much of that comment at the time, but I think it was the day after, maybe a couple of days after I made that comment, I was thinking about that. And I thought, why isn't my show an overtly Orthodox show? That's a great way to get people's attention, is you have something that they can look at the title and say, I identify with that. Any person that teaches podcasting, I teach my own people who start podcasts. I give them the same advice. You want something that people are going to identify with, and they're going to be able to relate to it. And that's how you build community, which is the secret sauce to building any type of audience. You want to build community, give something that people can relate to and find validation and find that craving that we all have to fellowship with people of like mind. And I thought, that's perfect. That's the perfect name for a podcast, Overtly Orthodox. And so that's the name of it. That's who I am. That's what the show is. That's what the show came about. Show will not begin in earnest until probably after Pascha of this year, which is May 5th. I'm recording this because I need to have something on the RSS feed so I can submit it to Apple and Spotify. And also, I just want to let people know that I'm here. We are here. And if you see that subscribe button or the follow button on your iPhone, whatever platform you happen to be listening to this, press it. And you'll be notified when new episodes are released. The goal is to release new episodes every day, eventually. I don't know how frequent they'll be right out the gate. It might be two or three times a week right out the gate, but eventually I want to work it up so that it is at least Monday through Friday. So we'll see how it goes. That may not be practical. Maybe I'm getting a little overzealous with how practical things are. We'll see. But that's the goal. In the meantime, between now and Pascha, I'm going to release this. I'm working on something that goes like a deep dive into my own journey as a Christian and what led to my introduction and baptism into the Orthodox Church. That will be released soon. I've also interviewed a number of Orthodox Christians with my previous show called Energeia that I will publish here. But that's going to be it until Pascha. And then we'll lift the gate and let the horses race and we'll see what happens. So I'm excited about this. I hope that you are excited about this too. I'm just going to have fun with it. And may God's will be done with it. Thank you for watching.